Blog Talk Radio.
My soul is lost, so lonely and so cold, just like a lamb that has from the fold across the barren waste of sin I roam. O gentle shepherd, hear my cry and lead me home. O gentle shepherd, my lonely cry, and in thy cool green pasture let me lie beside the still clear waters. Lead thou me, O gentle shepherd. Stay forevermore with thee.
The hours go by on frightened wings of flight, while wolves of hell are waiting for the night.
You claim the soul that strayed from the fold. O gentle shepherd, hear my cry and save my soul.
The weather outside is frightful.
I love it.
Yes. This past storm on Thursday was kind of a challenge because I had a snowblower. I got it 2 years ago and never really had a chance to try it out in the last couple of years. I got to try it out, and it was horrible. And luckily, I had another one in reserve, and it worked much better. But we get through these things. That's what life is about. Challenges comes to us, and we get. Today, I'm kind of, this is a new sermon for me, and I haven't done it before. So more than likely, I'll do it again in the future, and it'll be better. But today, you guys get the rough draft. And the concept I'm going with is the idea of those who follow the bread. What does that mean? Is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing? Well, in a spiritual sense, it's a very bad thing. Because people who look to make sure that their needs are filled, not looking to God to fill them, but looking to fill their own needs, and will seek after that sustenance which will take care of them, will fall away from God in order to have the bread, to be able to make sure that they are satisfied with their physical needs and everything else, even if that means not walking with God. Now, the Bible teaches us in the book of Acts about a certain Ananias and Sapphira, I think that was her name, chapter 5 of Acts. And it talks about these two having joined with the believers, and the believers were at that time selling off everything they had and giving it to the disciples in order to take care of the needs of the many who had come who didn't have much. They were looking to take care of each other. They were not commanded. They didn't sit down and say, all you guys go out and sell everything you got and we're going to give it all to the poor. They didn't do that. I doubt they even mentioned it much. It's just they caught on. Certain people were doing it. Others saw it was a good idea, and they went and did it, and they were laying the offerings and everything at the feet of the disciples. And this Ananias and Sapphira, they owned quite a bit, and they did go and sell it, which is a good thing. But they only gave a portion of it and declared to the disciples that this was all of it. They gave everything, and yet they kept back quite a bit for themselves. And they thought they could get away with that. And yet Peter questioned them on it, and he said, why have you lied to the Holy Spirit? Why did you do this when the land was yours to do with what you wanted? Nobody required you to sell it. And then you did sell it, and nobody required you to give all of it. You could have said, here's a portion of it. We're keeping some of it. You could have done that. But no, they wanted everyone to believe that they were good and righteous people, and they gave it all when they held back. And when Ananias asserted that this was all of it, he said, why have you lied to the Holy Spirit? God does not receive this. And he dropped dead right there. And just as they're preparing to carry his body out, the wife comes. Now, he's not sure if she knows, but when he questions her, did you sell your land? Did you receive this amount that you donated to us? And this was all that you got? Yes, yes. Then you have joined in this lie with your husband, and as they carry out his body, they carry you out afterwards, and boom, she dropped. Right, this brought a lot of fear to the people because they're seeing the reality of God dealing with people. What would happen if the church began to get persecuted, which it did, and you had people like that in your midst? Who would be the first one to go to the authorities and inform? Because why? They're not totally given in heart, and they're looking to maintain their own safety, to look after themselves. I think we have that verse in the scripture that talks about that he who seeks to save his own life, the same shall lose it. But he who will give up his life for my sake, the same shall find it. In one of the interpretations, it says, he that seeks after his own safety, the same shall lose it. But he that will give up his safety for my sake, the same shall find his life. Place yourself in God's hands, and it always goes better for you, even if some people think it went worse. It's not always easy to see. We have the story of Simon the sorcerer. He saw the great miracles they're doing, and he wanted a piece of that action for himself. And he pretended to be a believer of sorts, and he tried to pay them to give him the power. He thought it was that kind of a thing. The power is given to those who are plugged in to God. It is not something that you have and you can give portions of it away and receive money for it or anything like that. And when they spoke to him, you have misunderstood and you're in trouble with God. Oh, well, yeah, okay, and off he went. Didn't really change him. We find there are many cases in the Old Testament where people sought to do things their way. Moses was challenged how many times if you read the story when they left Egypt? His own sister, who danced and was great, became condemned because of her attitude towards Moses, God's servant. When some people who challenged Moses, they did it with the kind of attitude, well, Moses isn't the only one that hears from God, we do too. We hear from God, so why should you have the final word? And God called them together in assembly. And he told them, some of you understand me through dreams and impressions, but to Moses I speak lip to lip. Yes, you know something of me, but Moses knows me. There are many people who know something of God, but they don't know him. They know something. Then there were those who opposed Moses when in actuality they were opposing God. And God understood the difference. The ground opened up and swallowed a lot of them, again causing much fear amongst the people. That you don't lightly challenge the work that God is doing. It isn't so much that they challenge Moses, but it is something that they challenge God. And they wanted to go back to Egypt, where they had leeks and onions and many things to eat and good things. Better to do that than to die out here. Why? Again, looking for the bread. Looking for that something that we... that comfortable life, that easy life. In recent times, probably shouldn't have been watching it, but I was kind of watching one of these Harry Potter films. And there was a quote made by the headmaster. It says, we must face the choice between doing what is right and what is easy. And that is the choice we all have as Christians. To do what is right is not going to be the popular thing amongst a lot of people, and including even some of our fellow Christians. When we want to stand, when we want to say things, when we look on in the Old Testament, there were two tribes of Israel, the Manasseh and Gad. They didn't want to go into the promised land to get land there because the land looked pretty good on this side of the river. Why should we go over on that side of the river and take land? We don't know what's over there, but this place is pretty nice. We should take this. And Moses allowed it, on the condition, of course, that they went in with the rest of the tribes to help them fight and take the land that was theirs, which they agreed to. But they didn't want to trust God. The rest of the tribes received their land by holy lot. No, we want, hey, this is nice. Let's talk Moses into giving us this. They settled for what was easy, not for what God wanted them to have necessarily. I don't see that as a very good thing to have done, but they did it.